Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study in Genesis as Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier teaches on the spiritual stepping stones for our walk with Christ. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The Bible says, "Let love be without dissimulation, let it be genuine, let it be real. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love." It's that same word that we find there in 2 Peter, that brotherly love. "In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality." And he goes on to mention about we should all be of like mind. There in verse number 16, "Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits." This issue of brotherly love, literally of a bond and an attitude of grace towards our fellow believers, towards the brethren. And that's why it's so sad. It's so sad to see churches split over things, because they ought to have that spirit of unity. And most of the time, when a church splits, the majority of the time, it's not over a teaching. It's not over a doctrine. They'll usually split over something that we could categorize as a personal preference. It's that old song, "Where are we going to put the piano and who are we going to get to play?" And the church fighting over, you know, well, do we get a piano? Do we not? Who's going to play it? Well, I think Miss So-and-so should play it. I think Miss So-and-so. And there becomes strife and division among the church. Not even on doctrinal issues, but just on the other everyday kind of operations of life. And that's why the Bible talks about this brotherly love. We're exhorted to continue so much in it, because how can two walk together except they be agreed? We're told to be in unity one with another, and it's tough to be in unity with someone if you don't love them, if you don't care for them. And so that's where we find that we are to be, we're commanded to be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, literally without impartiality. We ought to look out for one another. Turn over to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. If you hit 1 and 2 Timothy, you've gone just a bit too far. Go back a bit. So you got 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. And, okay, I'd love to dwell on this, but I really, really want to get to charity. So we'll go straight to the text verse. Basically, I was going to read starting in verse number 1 of 1 Thessalonians 4, but it's to kind of summarize that he's beseeching them of the way that we've received Christ, the way we ought to walk, the way we ought to conduct ourselves. And we could all use a reminder of this daily. And so it's good to keep that before our minds. But for sake of time, we're going to go straight to verse number 9, 1 Thessalonians 4:9. So neat. He's just given these instructions of how we ought to behave. And listen to this. "But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia." So he's writing to the church here about the way they ought to conduct themselves, the way they ought to behave. And he says, but this subject of brotherly love, this particular teaching, he says, you don't need for me to tell you this, to exhort you this, because you've been taught this already. And not only that, but you already practice it. It's well known. And I like to imagine that we here as a church have that reputation of being well known for our love for our missionaries and for one another, because it's not possible except we're all in unity and we operate in this harmony within the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he adds to that. So he says, I don't have to write this to you. You're already putting it into practice. But this is what I love here at the last part of verse 10. "But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more." Look for more opportunities to grow in this issue of brotherly love, where you might reach out and be that helping hand that a brother or a sister in Christ needs in their life, that opportunity to be able to minister. We ought to have that servant's mentality where we're looking to serve one another, that Christ might be glorified. The next two verses are really good too. Let's just read them. It says, "And that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing." I think that next verse is so important because it ties into how we can better operate within that realm of brotherly love. He says, you don't need me to tell you this. You already practice it. You have a reputation for caring for the brethren, but we beseech you, increase more and more. Keep doing it and keep doing better. And that ye study to be quiet, to do your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. It's a lot easier to get along with one another when you quit nitpicking at everything that they're doing and you start focusing on yourself and the way that you ought to be behaving, the way that the things you ought to be doing. Maybe they're not doing all the things that God's given the opportunity to do, but what are you doing? What am I doing for the cause of Christ? Because surely nitpicking them isn't helping a whole lot. So if we want to increase more and more in that brotherly love, right here is that formula for that. Study to be quiet, to do your own business, and to work with your own hands. So that's that issue of brotherly love that he mentions. And we're just going to tie back into Hebrews 13. I read this morning about that godliness, because it all ties together. In Hebrews 12:28 through 13:1, when it speaks of, "Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire." And we talked about that this morning, how that godly fear is, that word is like a, in the English language, we'd call it a synonym. In the Greek, that word for godly fear would be what we'd consider a synonym for that word godliness that we read about in 2 Peter chapter 1. And so that issue of serving God with reverence and with fear and with respect, for our God's a consuming fire. And then right into it, let brotherly love continue. So as you pay attention to each aspect of these stepping stones, as you're looking at the patience, all these things that pertain to ourselves, the temperance, the self-discipline for ourselves, when we get to that godliness, it's very easy to start turning our nose towards other people. Of, well, this is the respect I have for the Lord, but what about them? They don't dress the way I do or speak the way I do or carry themselves the way I do. No, that's not what we're meant to be doing at all. We're losing that let brotherly love continue. You focus on yourself, inward things, and you let God work with those around you, because God works with each of us individually. It's not just an umbrella that we're all stuffed under where, you know, we're all children of God, but we are saved individually. It's a personal, intimate relationship, a transaction that takes place. Not just us as a collective, but us individually. And so it's important that when we're looking upon others, we remember to turn those kinds of accusations and those kinds of concerns towards ourselves first. And the Bible talks about when we exhort and admonish one another, when someone does need correction, we do it with what? Brotherly love. That's why he says, let brotherly love continue. Don't lose it. And at the end of, well, at the beginning of 1 Peter chapter 1, in verse number 22, 1 Peter 1:22, it says, "Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit," again, God is in this, "unto unfeigned love of the brethren." That love of the brethren is that same word for brotherly love that we've been reading about.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.